We're going to go to the book of Job. Job chapter 1. Glory to God. I hope this encourages someone tonight. Because I'm sick and tired of the devil. And I'm sick and tired of the devil beating up God's people. So tonight, maybe tonight will make a difference in your life. Hopefully by the grace of God. Amen. Job, we're going to read from Job chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. What happened to my glasses? Oh, I think. Oh, there you are. Chapter 1. We're going to read. I want to read it, actually cover the whole chapter, but because you're standing and I don't want to be inconsiderate, we're just going to read down to verse 12, and then we're going to skip over to chapter 2 and read verses 1 through 9 or 10. Yeah, right there. Okay, and then everybody got to say amen. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had 10 kids. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was greatest of all the men of the east. And all, there we go. I was waiting for you to get it up there so I can see it better. His sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and upright man, and one that feareth God and eschewed evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side, that hath blessed the work of his hands and his substance and increase in the land? But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, he will curse thee to thy face. Verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Real quick, and then we'll let you be seated. And again, there was a certain day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came a second time. He wasn't through with Job the first time, but he came back a second time. Okay, I'm not going to preach yet. I'm just excited, okay? and when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. Did you catch that? Did you catch the fact that Job did not do anything to deserve what he was getting? Oh, I gotta contain myself here. I want to just take off right here, but let's go on. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yet all that a man hath, he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boards from the sole of his feet unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. And then, oh boy, then said his wife unto him, Doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Man. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive evil? In all of this, did not Job sin with his lips? Let's pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege and this opportunity tonight. Well, God, we pray that you would use your servant for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Speak to our hearts, we pray, oh God. Let your word fall upon good grounds, we pray. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you praise. Let's receive God's word by clapping up our hands and giving him praise tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. And you may be seated tonight. I want to use for a title tonight, Keep On Keeping On. Keep On Keeping On. Man, the Bible lets us to know that Job was a righteous man. He was an upright man. He was a perfect man. He feared God. He shined away from evil. He purposely avoided sin and evil. You see, this battle that Job was fighting in his life, it wasn't between him and God. It was not between him and the devil, but it was between God and the devil. You see, God had confidence in Job that Job would keep his integrity. God was confident enough to allow the devil to tempt Job and try Job because he knew that Job would not turn his back on him. You see, sometimes in life, God allowed things to happen to us. He allowed things to come our way for our faith to be tested. But he wants to know that he has confidence in you to be able to go on. You see, friend of mine, you got to keep in your mind and you got to keep your mind made up. You got to keep on keeping on. Regardless of what come your way, regardless of what try to get you done, regardless of what the devil throws at you, you got to keep on keeping on because God has confidence in you. Hallelujah to God. You see, the battle is not between us and the devil. The battle is not between you and whoever, your brother or your sister. This battle is between God and the devil. We just got to keep our minds made up. We just got to keep our focus right. We got to stay focused in on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that's going to save us. He's the one that's going to deliver us. He's the one that's keeping us. He's the one that's bringing us back to the house. He's the one that's giving us direction. He's the one that gives us hope. But you see, you got to keep your mind made up. You got to keep on keeping on. The devil's going to try you. The devil's going to throw everything at you that can to try to get you to turn your back on God. He don't want you to live for God. He don't want you to have hope in this world. He don't want you to be successful in your walk with God. But old friend of mine, hold on to the bloodstained banner. Do not let it go for anything whatsoever. No matter what the devil throws at you, you keep your mind and your heart set on the Lord Jesus Christ and let him deliver you whatever you need to be delivered from. Because he's there to do that very thing. He's there to deliver you. He's there to help you. He's there to care for you. He's there to keep you. He's there to give you direction so you can go to heaven and be with him. You see, this is not the end road yet. We just not here in this world and then that's it. We died and that's it. No, we got a better place to go to. We got streets of gold to inherit. We got mansions to inherit. We got a place that God is going to take us if we but hold on. Hallelujah to God. I need just a little bit more money because my voice is gone. You see, Job did not do anything wrong. Contrary to human nature, the first time the thing that we begin to think, something goes wrong. Oh no, what did I do? What did I do wrong? What am I sinning at? And that's how we think sometimes. That's human nature. It's okay. But you got to wake up and realize it's not you sometimes. It's not always you. Sometimes it's just the enemy tempting you. But you see, God will make a way of escape of that temptation if you hold on to God. You don't have to give in to temptation when it comes your way. You can let it make you stronger or you can let it make you weak. But whichever choice you make, friend of mine, God will never turn his back on you. You just got to keep on keeping on. Yeah, you got to keep on keeping on. Regardless of what happens in your life, you're going to fall once in a while. You're going to make a mistake every once in a while. You're going to sin every once in a while. But you don't stop there and wallow in the muck and the mire and say, oh, me, oh, so. No, you pick yourself up. You dust yourself off. You put one foot in front of the other and you make yourself an altar. You keep on keeping on. Hallelujah to God. The devil don't want you to hear this tonight. He don't want you to keep going. He don't want you to know that you make a mistake and you can still live for God. You just got to stop beating yourself up when you do. We make a mistake and you be like, oh me, I don't know if I can live for God now. I just did this. I just made a mistake. God, I know you're mad at me. I know you're upset at me, God. God, I'm sorry, but you know, I just got weak, God, and I did it. God knows it. He knew it before you did it. He knew you were going to commit that act before you did it. But let me tell you, let me let you in on something. You know why he knew that? Because he left repentance here. What do you think repentance is for? It's an outward change of mind, an inward change of direction. He left that here for a reason. He knows that his people would need a better way to able to live for him. You just thank God we don't have to confess to the priest. Thank God we don't have to have the priest offer up sacrifices for our sins. Thank God we can go straight to the throne of God and get down on our knees. And God have the, oh, friend of mine, the door to the curtain is wide open. And we just can walk in the very presence of God and say, God, forgive me. And we just can say, forgive me. And God is okay for him. My child, I forgive you. He says, go and sin no more. Just that simple. You see, the next step is you just got to forgive yourself. That's the hard part right there. Forgiving yourself. You know, it hurts when we hurt him. But we got to forgive ourselves. And we got to pick up repentance. Pick it up. And just keep on keeping on. You just got to pick it up. Oh, Lord, I blew it. This. How about a blowing? You know, you make yourself an altar no matter where it may be. And whether it's in your house, in your car, when you're at the grocery store, it don't matter. You can repent anywhere. It don't matter. You can repent everywhere you go. You can repent. There's nothing to stop you from repentance. But nothing can stop you from repentance. Even the devil can't stop you from repentance because repentance comes from the heart. And you begin to pray and say, God, you know, you might be somewhere. I don't know where you might be, but you just, God, forgive me. Yes, Lord, thank you. And then you just pick up and then you put one front of the other. I'm living for God. I'm living for Jesus. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep going for Jesus. I'm going to keep moving forward. And that's how you get stronger in God. Even though you make a mistake, you keep marching for Jesus. And when you keep going one foot, one step at a time, one footstep at a time. You see, too many times people get into this and they try to run full-fledged and they fall flat on their face because they try to do it themselves rather than allowing the Holy Ghost to help you. That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost to help you to walk the way you should walk, to help you to talk the way you should talk. It's the Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Oh, friend of mine, you got to let the Holy Ghost manifest itself in your life. You know why some things are a struggle? Because you try to do it yourself. You got to let the Holy Ghost manifest itself in you. Oh, I'm going to make the devil mad tonight. I'm going to get him all upset. I'm going to tell you why. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You got the Holy Ghost. Use that Holy Ghost. Woo! My. Do you know what you got living inside of you when you got it? It's just not a Holy Ghost. You got God living inside of you. When God lives inside of you, friend of mine, the devil is afraid of you. That's why I can walk around the streets of Santa Maria with my head up and knowing that I'm a child of the King, no, regardless of how I feel, because I've got the Holy Ghost. You got to keep on keeping on. You see, God ain't just give you the Holy Ghost for it to lie dormant. Mm-mm. I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm here now. You got the Holy Ghost for a reason. He said, ye shall receive power. When? After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Whew, I felt that one. He said power. Power over the enemy. Power over your situation. Power, what's going on over what's happening in your life. He gave you the power to conquer the very thing. Power over alcohol. Power over drugs. Power over that stuff. He's got more power than the drugs got. He can deliver you from drugs. He can deliver you from alcohol. He can set you free from that mess. Oh, you want to get high? Try the Holy Ghost. You want to go on a fight? Get Joe. Allow yourself to get wrapped up and tied up with Jesus and see what happens. I'm talking about Holy Ghost and fire that'll keep you alive. Aren't you sick and tired of the devil? Aren't you sick and tired of the devil? Come on, child of God. Stand up for who you are. Realize what you got. Realize what's living inside of you. God didn't call you to be a wimp. He called you to be a witness. And if you're going to be a witness, you got to get a backbone. Come on now. Don't bow down to that old enemy. He don't have power over you. Sickness, disease, get out of here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We got the victory. I said, we got the victory. I said, we got the victory. We got the victory. You got to keep on keeping on. Job, he eschewed evil. He avoided all appearance of evil and sin and every approach to it. He didn't entertain it at all. He offered up sacrifices for his children. He offered up sacrifices thinking maybe his children may have sinned against God. He wanted that protection for his children. Oh, friend of mine, this thing is more powerful than you realize. It's more powerful than what the devil tried to get you. He tried to take it away from you. You know, let me see this. If you didn't have anything, why would the enemy fight you so hard? You got something he can't never have. You got something he wants to take away from you. But he can't take it away from you. You have to forfeit it. You have to literally give it up. No, you can't have mine, devil. I'm sorry. I got to live for Jesus. I got to keep the fire burning. I got to go back to the book. I've got to be saved. I've got to keep on keeping on. I've got to let this old friend of mine. You got to keep your determination inside of you. I'm going to live for God no matter what. I'm sorry, brother. I love you. I love you, sister. But if you decide to turn your back on God, I have to say goodbye to you because I've got to live for God. You have to be determined because there's always going to be somebody try to pull you down. There's always going to be someone try to pull you out of the church because they're not happy. Those kind of people you got to stay away from. You can't feel sorry for them. You just got to cut them off and just move on. I can't be around you. You bring me down. I'm trying to live for God. And all you ever get is negative, 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 negative. I can't be around it. I'm trying to live for God. And if I'm going to live for God, I can't be around you because I'm going to live for God. My mind is made up. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm not going to let you take me out of the church, and I'm going to be determined. I'm staying in the church. I'm not looking for a reason to get out, but I'm looking for reasons to stay in. I'm looking for a reason to stay in the church. Woo! I'm looking for a reason to stay in the church. I'm not looking to get out of the church. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I got to keep on keeping on, Sister Michelle. God's brought me too far. He's done too much for me. He delivered me from too much for me to turn my back on him. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys. And Job was a rich man in his day. Can you imagine? And one day, he lost it all. Somebody say, I'm going through a Job's trial. No, you ain't. How many of us could lose everything in one day and still say we live for God? I don't know if you ever suffer loss in your life, but it's a painful thing. But to lose everything all in one day, all of his sheep, all of his camel, all of his oxen, he lost it all in one day. And he only lost it because the devil said, if you take this away from him, he'll quit living for you. The Bible says, no, Job kept his integrity. Job refused to turn back, because back on God. He said, the Lord, he said, you know what Job did? When all that stuff began to happen to him, the Bible said that he cut his hair. He went and got in some ashes. You know what he did? He threw in a towel and quit. No, he didn't. The Bible said he worshiped. He lost everything, but the Bible said he worshiped God regardless. He got down and began to worship God. Oh, friend of mine, when the devil comes your way and it seems like everything is lost, just begin to worship God. Just continue to worship him, because it's in that worship. It's in that worship that he's going to meet you right there. And he's going to comfort you and tell you everything is going to be all right. And then, you know what was so bad? When the first messenger came, before the first messenger could finish talking, comes the second one with bad news. Before the second one could finish telling him what was happening, here comes a third one telling him something bad news. And then that last one, that one would have just totally crushed me. That one, I don't know if I could have handled it. Because in that, when that last one came, while the third one was still talking, he told him what had happened. That's when his kids were killed, taken away from all 10 of them. Killed at one time. He lost them all. That one would have got me. I don't know how to deal with that one. But Job dealt with it the right way. The Bible says that he kept his integrity. And even his own wife, the one closest to his heart, Sister Ellen, said to him, why don't you just curse God and die? Can you imagine the one you love, the one that you spent all your life with, telling you to curse the God of your salvation so you can die? If that ain't a dagger in the heart, I don't know what it is. And he lost his camel, sheep, oxen, his children. Now I'm a wife too? Telling me to curse God and die? Job said, no. I know where my blessings come from. I know who gave me everything that I had. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Hallelujah. He said, oh, yet he slay me. He said, yet when I serve him. Oh, friend of mine, you got to be determined like that. If you feel like you're being slayed or destroyed, you got to determine, I'm still going to serve God. I'm going to keep on keeping on. And let me throw this. I'm going to interject this too. If you're trying to help somebody live for God, and they're not really coming around like they should, but they're bringing you down, you need to get away from that person. They have just the same opportunity as you. There ain't no need in you allowing the devil to use that person to get you out of the church. If they don't want God fully on you, that's mean. Oh, Brother Bonham, you shouldn't say that. That's mean. This ain't about being nice. This is about being saved. I'm talking about being saved. Can I tell on myself? I love telling on myself because it's funny afterwards. I laugh about it. I'll be sitting at home sometimes laughing. You know, when I first came to God, Sister Crystal, there was a young lady that I was about with. She told me, well, I was sick and tired of living the way that I was. So I knew that there was a better life. And I began to make my way back to the church, not realizing that was the answer that I really needed. But I was making my way back to church. And it finally came the day where I committed my life to God. And I went back to her and I told her what I had done. She looked me square in the eyes, Michelle. She says to me, it's going to have to be me or God. Yes, she did. She went there. She went right there. You know what I did? Brother Ronnie, I looked at her. I stood there. I looked at her square in the face. I said, it's been nice knowing you. I'm going to live for God. You have fun. I'm out. And that's what we got to do sometimes. If they don't want to live for God, we throw them away and go find somebody that wants to live for God.
Don't compromise your walk with God because somebody else don't want God and you want God and they're pulling you down. Man, I love you. I want to help you, but if you don't want my help, I got to move on. Fully on that mess. You got to keep on keeping on. If you're going to keep on keeping on, don't let people pull you down. Come on now. They know what it should be. They know what they should be doing. They're grown enough to make up their minds. Just leave them alone. Let them hit rock bottom. They'll come back. Promise you they will. I did. From that day forward, I cut her off. Had nothing else to do with her. Do I regret it? No. Am I much happier? Yes. Am I living for God? Yes. I don't know what she's doing. Could care less. But I'm living for God. That's what you got to do sometimes. You really do. I don't know why I went there, but if you help somebody, praise God anyhow. And so, after all this happened to Job, the Bible says he arose, he got up, he shaved his head, he fell down and worshiped. That's exactly what he did. You didn't hear me, did you? I said he rose, he got up, he shaved his head, he fell down, and he worshiped. He still did not sin, nor charge God foolishly or blame God. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make in this world. When something goes, I don't understand it, and I don't want to understand it, I don't want no part of it. But why, when things go wrong, you blame God, it is his fault? Why not put it in its proper place? It could be the enemy just trying to take you down. I mean, the first time something happens, God, why did you let that happen? You could have stopped it. And God said, what did I do? I'm here to help you. What are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? We put the blame in the wrong spot, in the wrong place. When it's not God, God is there to help us, to pick us up. I mean, he allows certain things to come our way, but it's not to destroy us. You hear me? It's not to destroy us, but it's to strengthen us. It's to help us. It's to encourage us. Just know this. If it's not encouraging, it's not of God. Just that simple. If it's not something that encourages you, then boom, get away from it. If it's tempting you, boom, get away from it. Yeah. Go back to the book. If you want an answer for what's happening, you can call me, call pastor, call everybody. Call everybody in the church. But you got to go back to the book. The book has the answer for you. Yes, it does. You'll find every answer that you ever need in life in that book. Now, over and over and over again, you'll find the answer in the Word of God. And that's what you got to stand on, church. You got to stand on the Word of God. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on keeping on. Regardless of what comes your way, you got to keep going forward and no turn back. I got to hurry. Now, here's one. Here's one that none of us wants to deal with, but we have to deal with because it's a part of our walk with God. See, because Job, even though he went through everything that he went through, he suffered. And suffering is a means to undergo pain, grief, and injury. Here's the thing, though. A lot of times when we're suffering, we think that this is the worst thing that ever happened to us. But God sees it as a divine plan to better us, to help us to be better at what we're supposed to be. You see, it's totally the opposite of what we think when God got it in his hand. But suffering, the use of suffering in divine plan is a means. Now, here we go. You're not going to like this one, but it's true. But see what God is doing. He's perfecting your character. Yes, he is. Because character is the real actual person who you are. He's perfecting that in you. In order to be perfected, you have got to be made. In order to be made, you got to go through the fire. The Bible said, don't think it's a strange thing when you have to go through the fire. You got to go through the fire. But when you come out, the Bible says you're going to be as pure as gold. But you got to go through it in order to get there. So God is perfecting your character, the real person that you are. And a lot of us don't like to deal with that one. Because we just want to float right along. Leave me alone. Let me float. I'm okay. But God don't see you that way. God's saying, I got to perfect some character in you. I got to put something inside of you. I got to get you where I want you so I can use you for my kingdom. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend of mine, when you get there, when that character is perfected, you're going to be the happiest person that ever walked on the streets of this earth. When you begin to let God make you into what you want to be, when you keep on keeping on, regardless of what come your way, and you let God perfect you, oh, friend of mine, you're going to be a lot happier person. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord and give him praise. Says we must not think ourselves secured from storms. We must not never think ourselves secured from storms while we're in this present world. In other words, we should never think that anything bad couldn't happen or we can't go through something, because that's not life. That's not true life. Something can happen to make us go through something. It doesn't necessarily mean that God is mad at you. It doesn't mean that God has turned his back on you. It just means that God is perfecting your character. He's making you to be what he wants you to be. How many of us ever prayed that prayer? I have. God, help me to be what you want me to be. I'll do whatever you want. God, just help me. God said, okay, you are high. Yeah, okay, fine, I can use you now. And bam, here comes a trial. Now, God, I didn't ask for that trial. I just said I want to be what you want me to be. But God said, yeah, but I got to take you through this trial so you can be what I want you to be. I got to allow this to happen to you so I can perfect you, so you can be a stronger Christian in the end. And you go through the fire, you come out of the fire, and then you can be a witness and a testimony to somebody else. I love it. You can tell somebody, you can do it because I went through it. But you'll never, never, never accomplish that if you quit. See, there's no quitting in this game. This is not a game. This is no quitting here. You got to keep your mind made up. It says, when thou art deprived of any comfort, suppose a child was taken away by death or part of thy estate lost, saying, see, not I have lost it, but I have restored it to its rightful owner. And that's what you do. When you get to the point that you can't help anyone, you just turn them back over to God. Let God deal with them. God deal with them the right way. We as humanoids, we tend to get in the way sometimes. Like I said, sometimes you just got to let people hit rock bottom. And then they'll wake up. They'll smell the coffee. They'll get a smell of the bread. Because they remember. God won't let them forget. That's why you got to keep on keeping on. Regardless of what the devil throws at you, keep on keeping on. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. And stop condemning yourself. Man, it's hard enough that we fight the devil, you know, and the world, and this old flesh. And then for you to do it to yourself, too. Man, that's too much. That's way too much. Well, I'm going to land the plane. I can keep going, but I'm not going to. I want the somebody help me. Musicians, there we go. Come. But you got to keep on keeping on. I got a poem I want to share with you guys. And the title of it is Keep On Keeping On. But listen to the words of it. I actually have two. It says, if the day looks kind of gloomy and the chances kind of slim, if the situation seems puzzling and the prospects awfully grim, and perplexities keep pressing till all hope is nearly gone, just buckle up and grit your teeth and keep on keeping on. That's what you got to do. Storm comes your way, you buckle your seatbelt. Adversity comes your way, you buckle your seatbelt. Seem like your world is falling apart, buckle your seatbelt. Don't let nothing take you away from the house of God or from the presence of God. Because you got to keep on keeping on. And since keep on keeping on, that you get stronger in your walk with God. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make a mistake. Doesn't mean like you're not going to thump your toe. But what it does mean is that you are on the way to going to heaven. Okay, I got one more I want to share with you. And this one's really good. And that one was good, but this one's gooder. Here we go. The title of this one is, you probably heard it before. Give me something, make me sound real spiritual over there, Sister Lisa. The title of this one is Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fair turns about when you might have won had you stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of a cloud of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And to God be the glory. Shall we stand tonight? So we're going to go ahead and open up the altar so you can pray. But keep on keeping on, regardless of what come your way. Just keep going forward for the name of Jesus. The altar is now open.